Please pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣基督圣名在这里做见证。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
感谢主的怜悯，感谢主的恩典安排我能够在厄瓦做见证。
I thank God for his mercy and love that I'm able to testify here.
记得2007年的春季灵恩布道会，我有在这里献诗。
I remember back in the spring of 2007, I also present a choir here.
2007年的6月份，我开始发病。
In June of 2007, I became ill.
其实可能早一点，只是我很顽强，没有 去感觉到。
It probably took place a lot sooner than that, earlier than that, but I was very stubborn and I refused to admit that I was sick.
只是觉得自己很累，没有什么体力。
And all I felt was a general malaise. I felt without any energy.
这样子就一直拖到八月份。
So in this kind of health, I continue to drag on until August.
伯恩教会每个礼拜二晚上，就是属于东区的，我算是东区的哈，就有一个家庭聚会。
So in Bowen Park Church on the east side, which I belong to, has a family service every Tuesday.
在这之前，我相信厄瓦教会的人很熟悉哈。我礼拜四早上我也来这里。那反正就是教会哪里有什么查经啦、祷告啦、灵恩布道会啦，我都会去。
During that period, I was also a regular attendee of the Irvine's Thursday morning Bible study. So basically, wherever there is Bible study or services, I would go in and join.
就在八月二十八号哈，一个礼拜二的晚上，在黄妈妈家，我们有家庭聚会。
In August 28th, which was a Tuesday, a family service in Sister Huang's house.
在这之前呢，伯恩教会有就是秋季的献诗。
Prior to this event, there was a fall spiritual convocation in Bowen Park.
献诗之前我们祷告，我跪下去要爬起来的时候，我发现我爬不起来。
Before the choir presentation, there was a prayer. When at the conclusion of the prayer, I wanted to get up but could not.
好难，我就爬起来了，然后我们就排队要出来献诗。
So after a great struggle, I managed to get up on my feet and I was about to go present the choir.
在排队的时候，我赶快跟前面一排的一个姐妹说，我可不可以跟你换位置？你站到后面来，我站前面好吗？
So while we were lining up to go up for the presentation, I asked one of the sisters if I could switch places with her and I could go up earlier.
我是一个很顽强的人，可是那时候就是有个感动说，你要讲这句话。
I'm a very stubborn person, but for some reason I just had this urge to make this request.
那他也很乐意跟我换。
And she was more than happy to switch places with me.
因为走第一排不用上台阶。
Because in the very first row, you don't need to step up the steps.
我们老师看了我一眼就说，我很担心你连谱都拿不动。
And so the choir conductor took one look at me and said, I'm afraid you couldn't even lift the choir folder.
在这之前，没有人知道我发病，连我自己都不知道。
Prior to this event, no one knew that I was sick. Even I myself was not aware.
那灵恩布道会完了，那我在黄妈妈家，聚会祷告的时候，我跪下去，整个人就软在地毯上，爬不起来。
So on that Tuesday service, During the prayer, after the prayer, I could not get up. I was just lying down on the floor.
有个姐妹来扶我，我就说，你小心一点，因为她年龄跟我差不多。
There was a sister who was about the same age as me who wanted to hold me up. I told her to be careful.
感谢主给我这个经验，我现在知道如果有人跪下去哈，爬不起来，不要搀他两个腋下。
And so I thank God for giving me this experience, because now I know if someone were to lie on the floor after a prayer and could not get up, don't hold that person up from the armpit.
要从腰这里。
But rather you have to hold that person up from the waist.
那黄妈妈看我一眼，她就说，你去检查一下看看哈，你会不会是肾脏有问题。
And Sister Huang looked at me and said, maybe you should go check up on your kidneys. Something might be wrong with them.
我想了一下，我有一个姑妈是洗肾的。
And then it occurred to me that one of my auntie has dialysis.
所以那天晚上回家，我就祷告说，神啊，我去看医生好吗？
So that very night, I prayed to God, saying, God, is it okay if I go visit the doctor?
第二天早上起来，我打电话给 insurance company， 想要约一个医生。
So I called the health insurance and to make an appointment.
他们跟我讲说，排不进去。
And they said we couldn't squeeze you in.
那我挂断电话。就有一个感动说，你再打，然后你跟他讲你的情形。
And I hung up the phone, then there was an urge in me saying that I need to call back and tell them what's happening to me.
然后我就打电话回去跟他们讲说，我浑身无力，我今天必须要看医生。
So I called back saying that I'm feeling a lack of energy and I need to see a doctor today, absolutely.
感谢神，他们安排我到Euclid， 那个诊所去，看了一个女的医生。
So thank God they finally arranged me to see a female doctor in Euclid.
我进去，医生看我一眼，他说：“你可不可以上来检验台？”
And so the physician asked me to go to the examination table.
我很困难地爬上去，他就看我是怎么样爬到那个检验台上面去的。
With great effort, I managed to climb to the examination table, and the physician was keeping a keen eye on me.
他跟我说，你可不可以把你的右脚抬起来，用你的右脚跟从你左脚的膝盖这样子推下去。
So she said, are you able to use the right foot, the ball of your foot, to push yourself and make yourself slide down?
然后我就拿我两只手抬起我的右脚，把我右脚跟放在我左脚的膝盖上，然后这样子推下去。
And then I used my two hands to lift up my right foot and then place it on top of my left leg and try to push it down.
他说好好下来。
So then the doctor said, okay, that's fine, you can get off.
他说把你两个手放在你的后面然后往后推。
Okay, then put your two hands behind you and push behind.
你现在看我可以这样往后推，但是当时我有推那手不动，就是在那里。
Right now I can manage to do that, but at that time, I was trying to, but could not.
当然他的手放在那里，要等着接触到我的手嘛。
And her hands were there, ready to receive my hands.
他说，我要建议你去看rheumatologist， 就是风湿科。
So she then said, I have to recommend you to see a rheumatologist.
我说好，我就出来就到护士站去，要等着等着签出啊。
So I went to a nurse station to sign off.
我一坐下来，他就手来扶我肩膀说，我想要做一个全面的检查，可以吗？
So as soon as I sat down, somebody came and asked me, is it okay if I give you a total body checkout?
我说好啊。
I said okay.
他说什么？他说，我要你去做一个 MRI， 然后呢，我要 check 你的那个HIV， 然后我要你去照 X 光，我还要你去做一个胸腔的扫描。我一听，哇 MRI， 那我脑子有问题了啊 ；HIV， 哎，那我血也有问题啊。哦，哎，胸腔检查跟扫描，哇，那是什么啊？我当时就有点，有当时有那么一阵混乱这样子。
So then that person told me I had to do checkup test using MRI, HIV, and X-ray on my chest. So it occurred to me, oh, maybe something is wrong with my head, something is wrong with my blood, and mammograph. So, and all this. Questions swirl in my mind.
他说我要你去验血。
I also want you to do a blood test.
好，那我就到楼下去。那去验血师那里的时候，他砰砰砰砰，试管放在那里。
And then the phlebotomist withdrew four test tubes of blood.
我从来没有碰过这种事情，验血就是验一点点嘛，他放四个管子在那里。我跟那验血师说，我开车来都有问题哦，你验的这个血，我不知道我们能不能开回去。
And I told the phlebotomist that if you want to take out so much blood, then I don't know if I could manage to drive home.
他也安慰我，他说 ，You can't top me, because I did 21 before. 他说哈，这个是小 case 啦，我以前做过21管的。
So she said, "Oh, this is no big deal. I've done patients who withdrew 21 test tubes."
那去做了胸腔扫描。
Then I had an X-ray.
然后，我就回家了。感谢主，主给我力量，开车回家。
And I went home, and thank God for giving me the strength to drive home.
回家我祷告神。那我在祷告中呢，神就安慰我，就是诗篇139篇的13节。
And I went home and started to pray, and God comforted me with Psalm 139.
我的肺腑是你手造的，我在母腹中你已复辟我。
Verse 13, for you created my inmost being, you knit me together in my mother's womb.
这时候我就是有一个感觉说，我这里面没事。
And right then, I felt that there was nothing wrong inside of me.
然后九月五号呢？我就可以看我自己的家庭医生。
By September 5th, I was able to see my own family physician.
那他也拿到了验血报告了。
And also, he has my blood test. She has my blood test.
那他就是他一走进来 ，Hi, how are you? Everything is fine. 然后他就给我看那个验血报告的那些指数。
So when I went to see her, she said, "Oh, hi, how are you? Your blood test came back fine."
她说你的问题哈，不要担心，一起哈，我们会找出原因来。
So she said that, "Don't worry about your problem. We will search for solution together."
我知道这是神，这个安慰从她嘴巴里讲出来是神的安慰，神亲自安慰我，借她的嘴巴。
And I knew that was word God said through this doctor to comfort me.
我一直很有平安。
For I felt a great sense of peace.
哦，我看到一个指数是肝指数哈，那旁边写一个 H， 我很简单的就想说啊，这个是就是高嘛哈，那就是不正常嘛。
And from the report, I saw one of the number was H, meaning I was guessing is on a high side.
他说这不代表你有肝病。
And he said, she said that this doesn't mean that you have liver disease.
九月十一号，我们又是要去黄妈妈家聚会。那天黄昏，差不多六点钟哈，我就想说，我去买一盒点心过去好了。那我就到Roland High， 就是 Colima 跟 Fullerton 那个交接口。有一个韩国超市，我去那里，我要买一盒点心带去晚上聚会用。
So September 11th was a family service night, and I around 6 I figured I should go pick up a cake before I go to the family service.
我点心买出来，要从 parking lot 出来， 那个地方很简单，你出来就是右转，然后就上60号高速公路。
In that particular location, when I purchased the cake, all I needed to do was just to exit and then immediately go onto the highway.
我从 parking lot 出来，我的手没有，我有在打方向盘，但是我的方向盘不动，那个车子就一直冲，一直冲。都要冲到我看着对面的篱笆了，我就喊了一声哈利路亚，哎，很奇妙，那个车子就转了，然后就上60号 freeway 了。
And so in my mind, I'm thinking I'm already turning the steering wheel, but for some reason the car was just going straight toward the fence, and then I suddenly scream hallelujah, and suddenly the car just turned by itself, and I got onto freeway 60 safely.
奇妙的是下午六点钟，那个是交通巅峰时期，我在那个路上居然任何一方面都没有车能够让我这样子在那里 游过那个马路。
And so at 6 o'clock, you know, that is the peak traffic hour. But miraculously enough, there was no traffic both from the rear or from the front. And I was able to swerve in and out of this roads.
到了黄妈妈家，她家是在一个坡上，我就在想说，等一下聚完会，我要回转下坡，那我不如就现在先把车子停好，因为时间上还来得及。
And when I got to Sister Huang's house, I thought to myself that I should get my car oriented in the right direction, so when the service is over, I can get onto the highway easily.
那我记得我要停车，膀背没有力气，感谢主，我的两个手还有一点力气，那我就推推推，那就把车子停好，停好就下坡，等一下一出来就往下走，这样。
So I wasn't feeling too much strength from the shoulder, but thank God I still had strength in my hand, so I could grip the steering wheel and turn it slowly, little by little, and finally I oriented the car in the correct position, so I can leave quickly.
黄妈妈她有一些医学常识。
Sister Huang has some medical knowledge.
我就跟她讲说，我有去看医生，医生开了 MRI, 医生开了 HIV, 医生开了胸腔扫描跟 X 光。
So and then I relate to her that the litany of tests that went through MRI, HIV.X-ray and the other blood tests and so forth.
他说 MRI 不可能 ，MRI 怎么会给你 MRI？ MRI 那么贵，怎么会给你 MRI？
So she said, why would they give you MRI? Such an expensive test.
我说有啊，有 MRI.
I told her, yeah, I did.
所以聚完会，我开车回家，我是住在一个 mobile home。你们都知道，要上 mobile home 就是像那个教室这样嘛哈，要上去都有。几个台阶，大概四五个台阶吧。
On my way home, my house is a mobile home, and you know that there's several steps you have to take before you get into the door.
我开的车是 SUV 的高度刚好是在我的臀部，所以我上车呢，只要把手去把我的脚抬到车子里面去，然后我就可以挤进去了，下车也没有问题。
And I drive an SUV, the seat height is just by my bottom, so it's easy for me to go in and out, just have to lift my leg.
是现在我要回家，我站在台阶，我的脑子告诉我说抬脚上台阶，但是我的脚就是抬不起来。
When I got home, my brain was telling the feet to step up the steps, but my feet could not move.
我站在那里一下，我就默祷了一下，然后就拿我的手去抬我的脚，然后就这样一边抬一边上，一边抬一边上，上去了。
So I pray silently to God, and then I lift up my leg one by one, and this is how I got into the front door.
到家我就跪下来祷告。
And then I started to pray.
我说神啊，你要带我走吗
？And I asked the Lord, "Are you going to take me now?"
我知道我很懒惰，我都没有做什么事。
I know I'm very lazy. I haven't done much for you.
不要让我走到门口，告诉我说你没有资格。
Don't let me come to your gate and tell me that I'm disqualified.
然后我就躺下来。
Then I lay myself down.
我打电话给何弟兄。
I call brother He.
因为我们有一只狗，老狗，那他要照顾狗，他就。我们的狗在 mobile home 会吵到人，所以那只狗在我儿子的那个 condo， 那他就陪狗狗在那边。
We have an old dog who cannot be kept at the mobile home for fear of disturbing the neighbors. So the dog is kept at my son's house, the condo, and my husband was with the dog at the time.
我打电话给他，我说哈，哎，我哈代志是老多啊，我说哎。事情可是惹大了我这一次哦，哎，我不管你怎么样子对待那只狗，你要回来照顾我了。
So I call him and said, I'm in very serious condition. I want you to drop everything, including that dog, and come back and take care of me.
他打电话叫我儿子说你们要照顾狗，哎哎，那静怡有事情了，我要回去。那边照顾他。
So he called our son and have him come back and take care of the dog, so the husband could return to take care of me.
第二天早上他来，第二天也是我那天刚好有 rheumatology 的那个appointment， 那他就带我去看了这个风湿科医生。
So the second day, I had a rheumatology appointment, and he took me to the doctors.
那Rheumatology 第一眼看到我就跟我讲说，哦，你得到的是 polymyositis， 这个是会好的，但是要吃药。Polymyositis 我只能说是多重性肌肉炎。
So the rheumatologist announced to me that I have
polymyositis.
Polymyositis.Which is a curable disease. All you need to do is take a medication.
他说哈，我怀疑你哈有 tumor 或者是 cancer.
And I suspect that you have tumor or cancer.
要吃药。
You need to take medications.
因为这个肌肉发炎是一种autoimmune disorder， 就是免疫系统错乱了。
So, because your weakening of your muscles is due to autoimmune disorder.
那我就问他，我说，那既然是 inflammation， 我可不可以去吃大量的补充品，不要吃药？
Then I asked him that since it's an inflammation of the muscle, can I take supplements instead of medication?
他说已经来不及了。
He said, it's already too late for that.
他说，正常人的这个 CK 指数是15-175。
So he said, a normal person's CK numbers would be 15-125.
你的指数是14,189。
And your numbers is way up there, 14,000 some numbers.
他一直很惊奇地看着我说，你痛吗？
And so with an incredulous look, he looked at me and said, are you in pain?
我说不痛啊。
No pain.
他就说，他问了我很多问题，我对我来讲都没有他说的那些。
And he asked me many other questions, and she asked me many questions, and I answered, no, I don't sense any of that.
然后我就在那里跟他，商讨说可不可以不要吃药。
Then I began to ask her, is it okay if I don't take any medications?
何弟兄回来照顾我，我很感谢神，但是我也很担心。他是一科学派的，你生病吃药。
I thank God that Brother Ho came back to take care of me, but I was kind of afraid because he's the type of person where if you're sick, you just take medicines.
那我在跟医生谈的时候，我有感觉到我。何弟兄在旁边很紧张，就一个感动说：“啊，吃了啦，让他安心。”
And so I could, while I was talking with the doctor, he just said, why don't you just take the medication and be done with it?
No, I had a feeling.
I had a feeling that he was thinking I should just take the medication and be done with it.
那个感动是哈, 你就顺服一点吧。
And so I could sense he wanted me to be obedient and just follow the doctor's order.
我就到楼下去拿药吃药。
So I went downstairs and got the medication and took them.
要吃药,要喝水啊?
And of course, you have to drink water with medication.
我坐在餐桌上,一杯水在桌上。
I was sitting by the dining table with this glass of water.
我要放进去了,要拿水,水端不起来。
And I put in the medication in my mouth, wanted to lift up the glass, but I could not.
我惊奇了一下,我赶快把整个水杯往我这边拉过来。
I was surprised, so with both hands, I tried to pull the glass toward me.
我想起来,我有吸管啊,我就去拿吸管来。那我有一种会弯的吸管,我现在才知道说他们为什么会做这样弯的吸管,原来如此。
And then it occurred to me that I have straws, and especially I have the one that can bend. Now I realize why they make this kind of straw that bends.
我想了一下,OK,那我一个杯子都端不起来,那我如果躺在床上,我要喝水怎么办?
So then it occurred to me, if I could not even lift up a glass of water, and I'm lying on the bed and wanted to get a drink of water, what should I do?
我开始想了很多事情,我可能需要轮椅,我可能需要什么,因为当我发现我连一杯水都端不起来的时候,我开始联想到很多我们平常做事,我们认为没有什么的,其实那里面神的恩典很大,我们只是没有察觉到而已,所以我就开始去找一个很小的塑胶瓶,把它装水,放了一个吸管,剪断。 然后把它挤在里面,这样子我可以躺在床上用那个塑胶管喝水。
And so many thoughts crossed my mind. I began to think, well, many actions that we take for granted, but which are actually the grace of God, by we are able to move and move about and do this or that. So I prepare a small bottle with a cut straw. That way I can drink water when I'm in bed.
那段是很狼狈的日子。
And it was a really terrible period of time for me.
告诉你有多狼狈吗? 我连刷牙都没有办法刷牙。
It was horrible for me because I couldn't even brush my teeth.
我刷牙要牙刷拿着,手放在水槽的那个架上,然后头过去,这样刷。
And I have to rest my elbow on the sink countertop in order to brush my teeth.
更惨的是我连衣服都没有办法自如地脱穿。
What's worse is that I cannot undress or dress myself.
有一天晚上,我要下床上厕所。
And one night I was getting ready to get off the bed and go to bathroom.
到这时候我已经准备了一个餐桌椅顶在墙壁上,餐桌椅的前面。 有一个小矮凳。
And I prepared for myself a small stool by the dining table.
都在我床的旁边。
All these things are right next to my bed.
我上床是这样上床, 我整个臀部躺在床上, 然后就一倒, 然后我先生就把我的脚拿到床上去。
And this is how I get up to the bed. I will put my bottom on the bed and then lie down. Then after which my husband would lift up my legs and shift them over to the bed.
然后他要把我放在床的中央, 因为我没有办法翻身。
And he had to position me in the center of the bed because I could not turn myself.
那要上厕所是我拿我的右手把我左手拉过来, 然后抓着床的旁边, 然后这样翻。
And if I wanted to go to the bathroom, I have to use my right arm to lift my left arm and grab hold of the bedpost and to pull myself and turn myself.
有一天晚上我就是这样子下床的时候，是第一个是一个脚跪在那个小矮凳上，然后慢慢把自己推起来，然后再走到厕所去。
And one night I was getting ready to go to the bathroom, I followed likewise, pull myself by the bedpost and push myself toward the bathroom.
哎，这次那小矮凳呢，滑到那个餐桌椅里面去了，我整个人就瘫在地板上。
And I was resting my leg on the small stool, but I managed to push it underneath the table, push it underneath the bed, and I was right next to the table.
我轻轻地喊了一声何弟兄，我说洪基啊。
And so I called for my husband.
哎，三更半夜嘛，他听到了，赶快跑来了。
It was in the middle of the night, and he heard me, even though I only said his name softly.
我说过我是一个很顽强的人哈。
And I mentioned before I'm a very stubborn person.
我想这个时候我先生最慌乱的就是他。哎，我这个顽强的太太怎么会这样躺在地上呢
？And so I think at this time, my husband was really panicked and seeing myself lying flat on the floor.
我又跟他讲说，那小矮凳滑到椅子下面去了。
So I told him the small stool slid under the bed.
这时候我又考虑到，如果我每一次都在下面，我先生要来扶我，可能有一天我会伤到他。
So it occurred to me that if my husband have to lift me up every single time this happens, he might hurt himself.
我开始想说，我要去找自动床。
So I began to think that I need to find an automated bed.
所以我们就去二手店，就是 medical 的二手店，要找个自动床。
I went to a medical supply store to look for a used bed.
我打电话给我的同事说，哎，前一阵子我有看到我们有一个客人留了一部轮椅在我们的 lobby.
And I called my friend and who works in the medical field and said, oh, we have a client of ours who left the wheelchair in our lobby.
他说那个已经被人家拿走了。
And someone already took that.
可是我忘了谁跟我讲说他有一部轮椅，问我说有谁需要用。
But I seem to remember someone told me that they have a wheelchair that nobody wants to use.
我打了两通电话以后，有人打电话回来说，哎呀，有一个人有一部新的轮椅可以借你用。
And so after a couple of phone calls later, I was told that there's a new wheelchair that someone can lend to me.
好了，那现在轮椅有了。
So now that I have the wheelchair.
哎，坐在轮椅上，我才发现说哈，美国这个轮椅的这个系统哈，做的实在是太美了。
And it was only when I'm on the wheelchair that I realized that America really has a wonderful system for the handicapped.
不然教会弟兄姐妹哦来访问我说，那我说我们一起出去吃饭，就在我家门口。他推轮椅，那碰到一个 bumper， 他就要把轮椅翘起来。我整个人这样，我说不是这样，不是这样，要走那边，那边是平路啊。
And so, I was on the wheelchair, and these sisters came to see me, and we wanted to go out to eat. And she lifted me up, tilted my chair up, and said, No, let's go to somewhere that's where nice and flat.
我也有经验，有人会推轮椅，有人不会推轮椅。
So from this, I see that some people have experience in pushing wheelchair and some do not.
9月18号，那个MRI 的那个report 出来了。
September 18th, the MRI results came back.
他们打电话给我说，哎，你鼻子里面有东西。
And they told me that there's something inside your nose.
我说对啊，我鼻子不痛啊。
I told them, yeah, I have stuffy nose.
这个 MRI 就是我去看医生，我跟他讲说，我第一次去看医生，我跟他讲说我鼻子不痛。他说哦，没什么啦，那个就是一般的过敏。你去那个 OTC 哦，买那个喷的东西就好了。
And so in my first visit to the doctor, I told her that there was something. I have stuffy nose.And the physician told me that, oh, you just need to get some nasal spray and it'll clear it up.
但是你记得吗？我一出来到护士站，神感动他说要做一个 MRI.
But remember when I came to the nurse station, God moved that doctor to issue an order for an MRI.
他们打电话给我，只跟我讲说，我鼻子里面有东西，那然后就都没有 follow up。
When they call me with a result, they only told me that there is something inside your nose, and they did not follow up with anything.
九月二十一号，我的鼻子大量出血。
September 21st, there was a great bleeding from my nose.
我打电话给我媳妇的姐姐说，我鼻子流血，你赶快来带我。
So I call my daughter-in-law's sister that I'm bleeding from my nose, but please take me to the hospital.
所以我就去了，这一次我知道，我打电话我说，I need urgent care.
So this time when I call, I was smarter and I told them that I need urgent care.
我去这个医生哦，最兴奋的，因为那天 urgent care 可能最大的 case 就是我。
And when I went to the urgent care, I think the physician was very excited because that was the major case that day.
我跟他讲说，我以前有肺病哦，这个血哈这样子从嘴巴这样出来，是不是从肺出来的
？And so I told them that I had TB previously. So since that the blood is coming out of my nose and mouth, is it due to the TB?
他说你没有肺病。
He said no, you don't have tuberculosis.
我说以前我有啊。
He said, but previously I had it.
他说，他被我吵着，他就说好，那你去照个 X 光好了。
So finally he just said, okay, fine, go take an X-ray.
因为第一次我看医生，那个医生开了一个 X 光，但是当我去做胸腔扫描的时候，我跟他讲说我要做 X 光，他说你没有这个 order。
And so the first time when I was undergoing the check, I wanted to do an X-ray, but I was told that you don't have this order.
所以这次 X 光一做出来，那个照片我亲眼看到，这不是我的肺啊，怎么这么干净，怎么这么漂亮？但是 X 光刚照出来，是我站在那里等那个 X 光，我亲手拿到，然后交到医生手上去的。
那时候第一次，第一次还是第二次？
第一次没有做，就这一次做。
The first time there was no X-ray done. Okay, and second time.When I requested for X-ray, I was told that I didn't have this order, but I insisted, so I got an X-ray taken, and I saw on the picture everything is very clear, no spots or anything.
然后他就讲了一句话，他说，我建议你去看耳鼻喉科 ENT.
And then the physician said, I recommend you to go to the ENT, ear, nose, and throat.
九月二十六号。我摔跤摔在我家的浴室，因为那天早上起来，我觉得蛮有体力的嘛，我就去洗一条围巾。那围巾要挂的时候，没有站稳，啪一下头就撞到浴室墙壁，然后整个人就摔到浴室下面去了。
September 26th, when I woke up in the morning, I was feeling rather energetic, and so I wanted to.Take a bath, and after I got into the bath, I wanted to hang the towel on the top, but I slipped and banged my face against the wall of the bathtub, and then I slipped all the way down into the bathtub.
九月二十六号早上，我洗一条围巾，那洗好了我要挂，结果挂的时候呢，失去重心摔跤。
September 26th.I washed a scarf, and I wanted to hang the scarf in the bathroom to dry, but I lost my balance, therefore I fell. As I fell, I hit my face against the wall and slipped into the bathtub.
怎么爬都爬不起来，我就像一团肉，好像是就像一盘 hamburger meat 似的，就在那里打滚。
And no matter how hard I tried, I just could not get up. I felt like I was a lump of hamburger meat rolling inside.
我祷告神，我说神啊，你可不可以感动何弟兄早一点回来
？So then I prayed to God and said, God, please move my husband to come home sooner.
其实那天我有 rheumatology 的 appointment 哈，是下午三点钟的，他一定会先回来啊。
And that day I had a rheumatology appointment at 3 o'clock, so I knew that he was going to come back sooner.
他三点二十几分他回来了。
3:20 or so he came back.
我一听到后门开，我说哈利路亚，我在浴室，我摔跤了。
And so as soon as I heard someone opening the rear door, I said, Hallelujah, I'm in the bathroom. I fell.
他一来他好紧张了，我说你等一下你等一下，你这把老骨头、哦、要小心一点、哦、你折了我再 也没救了。
So he was in a hurry to pick me up, and I said, "Hey, hang on a second. I don't want you to get hurt. You're pretty old yourself."
实在是很丢脸，因为六个钟头，我必须要上厕所。
And but it's very embarrassing. But it's been 6 hours since I was in that position. I wanted to go to the bathroom.
反正那段日子就是很狼狈了。
But in those days, it was a terrible time for me.
我去看医生，我说我头有撞到，他很担心，因为我身上已经有 inflammation 在我身体里面了。
When I went to the doctor, I told her that I slipped, and she was very concerned because I already had inflammation.
在这六个钟头，我就躺在那里，我跟神讲说，我知道了，我知道我不好了，你让我好起来，我就做。
In that 6 hours, when I was in the bathtub, I prayed to God and I said, I understand, I realize I'm not a good person, but if you make me well again, I will work for you.
很奇妙，摔得很重，因为我头撞过去，然后整个人就摔到下面去。我记得我有一边的 thigh 就叠在那里。为什么我看不到伤，我也看不到淤血？
And so it was quite miraculous because I could felt the impact of the fall was quite severe. And why was it that I didn't see any blood or felt any bruise?
我的头也不会痛。
And I didn't feel any pain in my head.
这就像是彼得后书三章九节讲的。
This is just as described in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9.
他不是单言。他是宽容我，神在宽容我。
The Lord is not slow in keeping His promise, but He is patient. He is patient with me.
10月2号，我去看我的 ENT， 我去看我的耳鼻喉科。
So October 2nd, I went to ENT, the ear, nose, throat specialist.
神安排了一个很好的一个癌症医生给我，他对我们中国人的鼻咽癌有很深的研究。
And the Lord arranged a wonderful physician who specializes in Asian cancer.
他第一眼看到我就说，你有鼻咽癌。
So the first, just the first time he saw, he or she?
He.
He.First time he saw me, and then he said, "You have cancer in your nose."
他说你从哪里来的？我说我从台湾来的。
Where did you come from? I came from Taiwan.
他说这个病是从广州一个小县里面出来的。
He said this disease came about from a small village in Guangzhou province.
这个是Genetically, 这个是中国人的病。
And this is a genetically hereditary genetic disease from the Chinese.
他叫我上检验台给他看。
He told me to get up to the examination table.
他说这个礼拜五你做什么？我说来看你。
So this Friday, what did you do? I came to see you.
他说好好好，我们做切片。
Okay, well, we're going to take a biopsy.
那个礼拜五就到 San Canyon 来给他做切片。
So that Friday we went to San Canyon and to take a biopsy.
然后那个礼拜五过了的礼拜二，差不多下午六点钟，他打电话给我，告诉我说是癌症。
Following Tuesday about 6 o'clock at night time, he called me and saying that it's confirmed you have cancer.
是type 2 stage 2
type 2 stage 2 cancer
他说哦、oh, don't worry 化疗跟那个radiation 跟 chemo 这个通常是可以处理的你不用担心
so he consoled me saying that don't worry about it because you just have to go through radiation and chemotherapy and you'll be well
那我谢谢他我就挂断电话
And I thanked him and hung up the phone.
何弟兄走进来说，是不是医生打来的？
My husband came in and said, did the doctor call you?
我说是啊。
Yes.
他说医生怎么讲？
What did he say?
我要老实的讲，我就说医生说是癌症。
The doctor said, I have cancer.
他就转身去厕所。
And he turned around and went to the bathroom.
我就转头向墙跟神祷告说，啊，你哦，安慰是何弟兄，我看他好像很难过。那如果可以的话，是不是可以把它拿掉？
And so, and then I started to pray and I asked God, God, please comfort my husband because he seems very distressed. And if possible, please remove this disease.
然后我就打算要下床，我先说，嗯，你在干嘛？
I was getting ready to get off the bed, so my husband asked me, "What do you think you're doing?"
我说换衣服啊，我们要去家庭聚会啊。
I'm going to get changed. We're going to the family service.
到了家庭聚会的时候，我先生忍不住就跟弟兄姐妹讲我的情况。
So when we were at the family service, my husband couldn't help himself but reveal the information to the members.
我儿子坐在那里，嘴巴张得很大，我看他都呆掉了。
And I saw my son was in shock. He had his jaw open.
我就讲了一句话说，我们从神手里得福，不也受祸吗？
So I just made this remark that we receive from God, and God is entitled to take from us as well.
我说靠神啊，不用怕了。
So I said, just to entrust in God, I don't need to be afraid.
神给我很多平安，这是主里面的平安，这是最大的恩典。
God has given me so much blessing, and the greatest among them is peace. The sense of peace is the greatest blessing.
礼拜五晚上我们去教会聚会。
Friday night we went to the Friday service.
聚会完了，一大堆姐妹跑来在我面前。
And after the service was over, a lot of sisters came and surrounded me.
我知道一定是传出去了哈，魏秀静得癌症嘛哈。
And I knew that was because the news spread, so everyone is aware that I have cancer.
我两个手说哈，等一下，先不要为癌症祷告，先为我体力恢复祷告，因为我要去参加成人神训班。
And so I just held up my hands and said, hang on a second, don't pray for my cancer yet. Pray for me so I have enough energy and I can go attend the adult seminary workshop.
从那天开始，教会就宣布代祷。
So starting from that day forward, the church announced to pray for me.
第二天礼拜六中午吃饭的时候，有一个姐妹来问我说，你要不要做化疗？我说医生说要做化疗跟那个radiation.
So a sister came to me the following day, and I told her that I'm going to take radiation and also chemotherapy.
然后她就说，哦，化疗哈，你要这个样这个样这个样这个样，因为她爸爸经过化疗，她有一些经验。
So she relayed to me, if you're going through chemotherapy, you need to be aware of all these processes because her father had gone through chemotherapy.
我说谢谢。
I thanked her.
那天晚上回家，我就祷告说，神啊，哦，听说化疗那么辛苦哦，你是不是可以把化疗拿掉啊？
So that night I prayed to God and said, God, chemotherapy is a very arduous process.Can you just skip over this step?
那回去看这个耳鼻喉科医生哈，他们就是要准备就是一段治疗嘛哈。那他就在看那个肝指数，他说我从来没有看过这种肝指数，我一直很担心。那他在担心呢，我坐在这里就说，这个肝指数他甘心。那这个化疗呢就不用做了嘛，
so,
因为那个好像是在医学上可能会有个冲突吧，因为他会担心嘛。
Okay, so when I went to see the ENT physician, he was very worried that my liver indicators were so high, and so I told him, well, if that's a concern, then that means I can skip chemotherapy, right?
我只是内心这样想而已。
I was just thinking in my heart.
我内心一直都很有平安。
But throughout this entire process, I had great peace in my heart.
10月17号，我接到一个电话，就是有一个姐妹打电话给我说，她的孙子在东部，眼睛也是有一种癌症，她说，请我帮忙代祷。
October 17th, I received a call from a sister who said her grandson on the East Coast has cancer in the eye. Could I pray for him?
那一段日子哈，我没有什么体力，那只能跪在那个小矮凳上面祷告。
During that period of time, I had no strength at all. The only thing I could do or managed to do was to kneel by the small stool and pray.
我跪下去祷告一下下哈，就有一张金节来安慰我。
And as soon as I started praying, a scripture came to comfort me.
就是马太十二章二十节。
Which is in Matthew chapter 12, verse 20.
压伤的芦苇它不折断，将残的灯火它不吹灭。
A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out.
祷告起来，我打电话给这个姐妹跟弟兄。
So after the prayer, I went and called the sister.
我跟她讲说，我刚刚祷告，安慰是这个样子。
And I relate to her, I just pray now, and this is the answer from God.
11月1号，我要去做一个大诊断。那有七位医生会诊，就是关于我这个癌症。
I was getting ready for another appointment, and there are many doctors ready to discuss my case, how to treat me the cancer.
大概两个小时吧。
And the consultation was about will last 2 hours.
他们回来说 ，the conclusion is you need not to take a chemo.
So that was the conclusion they reached.
他回来说，你不用做化疗。我好后悔，我没有跟何弟兄讲说，我有祷告求神不要让我做化疗。
So when I heard that answer, I was, I regretted. I didn't tell my husband that I prayed to God and not to remove this chemotherapy.
然后他们就说，那你需要做电疗，就是radiation.
But they said you do have to go through the radiation therapy.
那我就安排，就是 NATS 以后的事情了。
And I arrange the therapy to be after NATS.
我去参加 NATS 是坐着轮椅进去机场的。
I was on wheelchair going to the airport to attend this NATS.
NATS 大家帮忙祷告。
And everyone pray for my attendance to NATS.
11月14号是我们这个 group 的中午进食。
November 14th was the fasting prayer during lunchtime for our particular group.
我一直来有的平安哈，受到了一点打击。
And the peace I had sensed all along the way was suddenly shaken.
因为他们告诉我说一些后遗症。
Because they told me of some side effect from radiation therapy.
我会丧失我的眼力。
I will lose my vision.
我会丧失我的听力。
I will lose my sense of hearing.
我的口水会受到干扰。
And my saliva will be impeded.
当他们在说的时候，我就一直祷告神说：“不行啊，我要读圣经，我要用我的眼睛读圣经。”
So when I heard all this side effect, I was very concerned. So I prayed to God, pleading that no, I have to read the Bible using my own eyes.
我要去教会，我要听道理呀。
I want to go to church. I want to listen to the sermons.
我要唱诗啊。
I want to sing him.
我一直求神。
So I pleaded to God.
那个中午进食祷告的时候，传道选了一首诗。
During that fasting prayer, the minister picked a hymn.
492首，奇妙的救主。
492, My Wonderful Lord.
快要唱完的时候，我听到一个好美的声音在我耳朵旁边。
At the end of the hymn, I heard a very beautiful voice.
我当时就哭了。
And I was moved to tears.
我到前面祷告，我还是求神说，你可不可以把这个后遗症拿掉？
So I went forward to pray and I asked God to remove all the side effects.
可是进入祷告大概五分钟到七分钟的时候，
About 5 or 7 minutes into the prayer,
一张经节进来了。
A scripture flashed in my mind.
请我们大家一起看《使徒行传》17章26节。
Acts 17, verse 26.
使徒行传十七章二十六节。
Acts 17, verse 26.
他从一本造出万族的人，住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界。
From one man he made every nation of men, that they should inhabit the whole earth, and he determined the time set for them, and the exact places where they should live.
这经节进来以后，我的平安回来了。
Once the scripture flashed in my mind, my peace was returned.
我充满了喜乐。
I was filled with great joy.
那天下午黄昏在吃饭的时间，我在走廊碰到一个姐妹。
The dawn of that very night, I met a sister in the hallway.
当时走廊都没有人，就他跟我，他看我。
And there was no one else besides the two of us in the hallway. She saw me.
那是我的房间，他不是住在这边的。
I was in my room, and she doesn't live in this side of the wing.
他在门口看我，我就看他。
She stood by the doorway looking at me. I looked back.
然后大概有两三秒钟，我们都没有讲话。
For 2-3 seconds, we said nothing.
然后他讲了一句话。
Then she said this to me.
靠神啊，神是万能的，靠神，神是全能的。
Just trust in God, for God is almighty.
我跟他点头，我点得好厉害，因为没有人知道我祷告什么啊。
I nodded my head so strongly because no one else knew what I was praying about.
神真的是很爱我，还派了一个天使来 confirm 神给我的安慰。
And so God loves me so much that He sent an angel to confirm the consolation He sent to me.
NATS 完呢，我要回来加州。
After NATS had concluded, I was on my way home to California.
上飞机的时候，我还是坐轮椅。
And I was still in wheelchair when I was about to embark in the airplane.
下飞机的时候，我有一个感动，说：“你推轮椅吗？”
When I was getting ready to get off the plane, I had this urge telling me that I should be pushing the wheelchair instead.
我就跟我一起去的姊妹说：“把皮包放在椅子上，我来推。”
So I told the sister who accompanied me and said, "Why don't you just?" Put the purse in the wheelchair. I'm going to push the wheelchair myself.
我推轮椅出来了。
And therefore, I pushed the wheelchair. I actually did.
自动床也没有买。
And I didn't buy the medical automated bed.
2008年的春季灵恩会，我在伯恩教会，也有做见证。
In spring, Spiritual Convocation 2008, I also testified in Bowen Park.
第二天早上我在祷告的时候，有一个经节进来，就是诗篇23篇的第五节。
Second day, morning prayer, there was a scripture that entered my mind, which is in Psalm 23, verse 5.
在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席。
That you will...Lay, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
我不了解这什么意思，但是我知道这也是一个安慰。我不知道谁是我的 enemy 啊，因为我不知道谁是我的敌人。
I realized this was a consolation from God, and I understood this first, but I didn't know who my enemies were.
我能想的就是会是我的顽强吗？因为生病以后啊，我没有顽强了。
And I wondered to myself, could it be my stubbornness? Because after I was sick, I no longer felt stubborn.
四月份，肯诺加教会，我也去那边做见证。
During the April spiritual convocation at Canoga, I also went to testify.
一个感动是，有一首诗是。Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. 就这个感动。
So I had a move, which is the hymn she just sang.
我感谢神给我在这段日子的这个平安。
I thank God for the sense of peace God granted me during this period of time.
一个人在生病的时候，常常有很多时候是会跟神沟通的。
When a person is sick, it is a time in which a person will spend most time communing with God.
神也安慰我说，凡事有时，
And God also,
凡事都有定期。
God also encouraged me, saying that there is a time for everything.
医治有时
There's a time for healing.
但医治什么呢？是我的肉体吗？还是我的灵性？
The healing, does it refer to my physical body or my faith?
我想应该是我的灵性。
I think it refers to my faith.
但愿在我这必朽坏的身体能够荣耀主的名。
And it's my sincere hope that I can use...This perishable body to honor and glorify God.
请我们大家一起来看耶利米书。
Let's turn to Jeremiah
29 章。
Chapter 29.
耶利米书。
Jeremiah
29 章。
29.
从十一节。
Read from verse 11.
主说：“我知道我向你们所怀的意念。”是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。你们要呼求我，祷告我，我就应允你们。你们寻求我，若专心寻求，就必寻见。
For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you.
愿一切的荣耀、尊贵、颂赞归于我们天上的父。
May all glory, honor, and praises be unto our Heavenly Father.
Amen.
感谢主，我们听了这美好的见证。
And we thank God for this wonderful testimony we have just heard.
也感到为姊妹啊，她有坚强的信心。
And we can also sense the strong faith of Sister Wei.
我看我们先再休息一下，然后等一下来讲结论，我们再来祷告了。
So we
跟那个祷告会在一起。
休息多久？
休息十分钟吧。
We're going to break for 10 minutes, and then pick up on the conclusion and followed by the prayer.
好，现在请我们大家同心低头默祷。
Say silent prayer.
Amen.